Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just you so far.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute. I've only been awake for an hour, and I've been home since 1 o'clock. I'm hoping that this is it, because I feel alert. But just in case I'm not. Okay.
Understood. You sound...
Barker.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join us in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chemin Ha Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tachare Rakame Sitkata Tamid Gamlem Petet Resh Saritav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Pirov Tufa Nael Adata Pet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gaya Vam Hasin Kadosh Berov Tufa Nael Adata Het Kufbet Tet Nunayam Yachid Gaya Lam Hapene Zofre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu kabel, ushmatzi akatenu, yodeya ta. In Kufal, Zadiyata. They brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Dechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, V'tata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bivshilu Urchimu Shilu Shilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu alei lemaasei yadeinu konenei alei lemaasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Barichu Koma de Aved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Veleid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Veya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolaid Stirich Bialma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are two verses that, or there are five verses that connect to this energy. The first three that we study has concealed within them the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Tet. The letters of these of the name of the year is separated by two letters each in each of the three verses. The first that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'im adele lo tishmeu li v'yasafti l'siyasra echem sheva al hatotechem. Next, we study a verse from Leviticus. It is Isaiah 36:6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh. Am Yitzrayim Masher Yisameh Yishalav Vavet Kapo Unkava Ken Paro Melech Mitzrayim Lekol Haboshim Baalav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6. Verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleiti akotecha hashmem al chatotecha. The fourth verse comes from Isaiah. This verse starts with the letter hey and ends with the letter tet. It is the fifth of 13 verses that we will be studying this year. And the fifth verse is connecting to the month of Shaphat. It is in chapter 49 of Isaiah. It's verse 24. Hayukach mi gibor malchoach le'im shavi tzadik imalet. And the fifth verse comes from the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. This verse starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. Tav tav chadudei chares yir pad charutz aleitit. I'm going to skip down to the year 5774, which has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to that energy in the Tanakh. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tach tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying the letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yo zala me behe he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he excuse me nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he mwa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu go a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey mea yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me la yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa New yo hey hey she I yo re ta she I hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo. A-a-la, me-cha-he, wa-he-wa, da-la-yo, he-yo-shi, a-la-me, nu-he-a, nu-wa-cha, me-la-he, pe-a-yo, nu-go-me, yo-re-la, he-be-he, me-cha-re, wa-he-be, yo-a-he, a-le-wa, me-za-yo, da-he-be, me-ka-to, a-la-a, he-he-wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me se me. The Sadiqim who left the second day of Shvat, Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kalisha Vorka, is the son of Rabbi Mordechai Menachem Mendel. Rabbi Meshulam Zusha of Annapoli. He is the son Ben Rabbi Elazar Lipman. Rabbi Zusha is well known with many stories told about his great humility. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kaplan. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Prochma of Nicholsburg, known as the Tzemach Tzedek. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Rabinowitz and Rabbi Mansur Ben Shimon. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which can be found as the last link on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. We start at the bottom of page one with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, Yosod, yo ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Od. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yugura. Ye ach ni wo yo. Ye ach ni wo yo. Ye ach ni wo yo. Chesed. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni wa yo he. Bina. Ye aheni wa yo he. Ye aheni wa yo he. Ye aheni wa yo he. Chachma. Ye aheni wa yo ha. Ye aheni wa yo ha. Ye aheni wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. We'll say the Shema Yisrael, those two lines, right now in case any in our community hasn't said it. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai But we'll now say the abridged Kaddish, which can also be found on the unique astrological times link, about 2 inches down from the top. May we all say Amen. Be all my divra kirute viam lis malchute b'chayechon uviomechon uvechaye tikol beit Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv itbarafish tabach itbarvi broman Vina sevi tadar vita levi talal shemeder kucha leela min kol birkata tu vishirata tu shbechata benechamata da amiran bi alma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu yaltol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imro ma'hu yase shalom aleinu yaltol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is a teaching from the Ari on Parashat Bo. It's about the calendar. The title of the... Well, the handout is available on the matrix, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in row 14, the second column from the left. When that opens up, please scroll down to Parashat Bo. There's only one link, and it opens up to the title of Kabbalah and the calendar. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, since the Shema that we said had the Baruch Shem, which grounds all the energy. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Kilu Kilu Urchimu Leyata Lashem Yud He Bavav He Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasov Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. The Kabbalah outlines the mystical identities of the months, in essence, the spiritual relationships of the months. In this week's Torah reading, God is telling Moses, "This month for you will be for you the first of the months. It will be for you the first of the months of the year." And I am adding, please review the Gematria link for Bo here. It will help with your understanding of this discussion. And you can see that you can copy and paste that link. When I have time, I'll put in an actual link. Since this communication occurred 2 weeks before the Exodus, this verse establishes that the month of the Exodus, Nisan, is to be counted as the first of the 12 months. This verse thus establishes the basis of the Jewish calendar. God showed Moses the new moon and said, "When you see the moon renewed like this, consider that day the first of the month." Furthermore, Nisan is always supposed to be in the spring. However, since the Jewish calendar is based on lunar months, it is necessary to intercalate the year when the lunar year lags behind the solar year. And I am adding, the term intercalé was formed from a Latin prefix, inter, meaning between or among, and the Latin verb calere, meaning to proclaim or to call. It was originally associated with proclaiming the addition of a day or month in a calendar. Each month, this is an unwritten commentary, each month the sages of the Sanhedrin would meet and review the witnesses and determine whether that was the first day of the month or not. Continuing to read. And essentially, they would then call out that this was now the new month whenever they just determined that. Know that all the months are manifestations of Malchut, the Nukva of Zeranpin, which is another name for the Malchut. There are two aspects to this relationship. The first is the way Malchut relates to the months intrinsically, and the second is the way it does so by virtue of its relationship with the male Partsuf Zeranpin, as we will explain with Hashem's help. The moon is one of the physical manifestations of the feminine principle. The Jewish calendar is, as we said, a lunar calendar, and the moon is one of the physical manifestations of the feminine principle, the Nukva of Zeranpin, or Malchut. The moon reflects the light of the sun, just as the Nukva receives its inspiration from Zeranpin. In general, Zeranpin is associated with the three dimensions of space. The six sephirot with which it is constructed correspond to the six directions, and the Nukva is associated with time. I am adding, the six directions of space are up, down, left, right, front, back. Time represents chesed, as it is the space between cause and effect, for the purpose of doing teshuvah. The relationship between Malchut and the months begins with the month of Nisan. Now know that all the months are called the head month because they all are in some way a beginning, and therefore every month has the larger number of days. 30. The order or the association between the months and the various aspects of Malchut is as follows. In the following section, the 6 months of each half year are associated with six of the seven organs of the head: the skull, the two ears, the two eyes, the nose, and the mouth. The association between these seven organs, excluding the skull and splitting the nose into the two nostrils, and the 7 days of the week, the seven visible planets, the seven blessings of divine beneficence, and the seven letters of the Hebrew alphabet that can take a dagesh kol, is given in Sefer Yetzirah. There are, however, differing versions of this text, as explained by Arya Kaplan in his commentary on the Sefer Yetzirah. The Arizal system is given in Etz Chaim. I am adding, the seven Hebrew letters refers to the letters that have two sounds, like the bet and the vet, the gimel and the jimel, and the other five letters. The relationship is as follows. The letter bet is connected to Chachma and the right ear. The The letter Gimel is connected to Bina and the left ear. The letter Dalet is connected to Netzah and the right eye. The letter Kaf is connected to Hod and the left eye. The Pei is Tiferet, the right nostril. The Resh is Dat, the left nostril. And the Tav is Malchut, the mouth. As we said in the following system, the nose is considered as one entity, and the skull is added and considered. Nisan is associated with the Golgotha of the Nukva. The Golgotha is the skull of a Parsuf, and it is considered the Keter, which in psychological terms is the will to actualize the content of the Parsuf. The exodus from Egypt was and is an act of will, of desire. And as we see from the fact that the children of Israel who did not want to leave Egypt remained there, perishing in the plague of darkness. The months of Iyar and Sivan are associated with the two ears of the Nukva. Iyar is the month of counting the Omer, the preparation for the giving of the Torah, which occurs in Sivan. These 2 months are thus focused on hearing the word of Hashem in the chart above. The two ears are Chachma and Bina, the Sephirot of the intellect used for learning the Torah. Tammuz and Av are associated with the two eyes. Tammuz and Av are associated with the two eyes of the Nukva. This is why the temple was destroyed in the months of Tammuz and Av, as an expression of the verse, my eyes flowed with water. The repetition of my eyes alludes to the two eyes, the right and the left. Now we can understand what these eyes are. We know that they are manifestations of Netzach and Hod. Therefore, the destruction occurred mainly in the left eye, the month of Av. This is the mystical meaning of the phrase, sick the whole day. The word for sick, dava, when spelled backwards, spells the word hod. Netzach is located on the right axis of the Sephirah tree, and hod on the left. These two Sephirot are associated respectively with Tammuz and Av, and the right and left eyes. Netzach and Hod are associated with prophetic insight, the divine consciousness promoted by the temple. Dava is spelled Dalet Vav He. Hod is spelled He Vav Dalet. Both these verses are from the Book of Lamentations. The prophet Jeremiah dirge over the destruction of the first temple. Elul is associated with the nose of the Nukva. In the association above, the two nostrils are associated with Tiferet and Dat, which define the middle axis of the Sephirotic tree, just as the nose is on the central axis of the face, in the Sefer Yetzirah. Elul is associated with sexuality, carnal knowledge in the biblical idiom. This leaves the mouth, which is not associated explicitly with any month, but whose presence in this array is concealed. The mouth, the organ of speech, is associated with Malchut, the Sephirah of expression. This same order applies for the association between the nukva and the months due to its relationship with the male, known as Zeranpin. Tishrei is associated with the skull of the male. Now I am adding, and this is going to take some contemplation. In the discussion above, Nisan to Elul is considered female. Tishrei to Adar is considered male. And this is the teachings of Chassidut. There is another opinion based on the idea that Nisan to Elul is potential energy, and Tishrei to Adar are actual. This implies that Tishrei to Adar, being actual, are female, manifesting, and Nisan to Elul are male, potential, and sharing. This is the teachings of the Kabbalah. Why does this mechlochet, this argument for the search for truth, why does it matter? It will make a difference in certain meditations. Just as Nisan is considered the first year of the month from the seasonal perspective, Tishrei is considered the first month in that year's are counted from it. Our ongoing process of self-refinement is more dependent on our own initiative during the male half of the year. It is explained in Chassidut that our ongoing process of self-refinement is more dependent on our own initiative during the male half of the year, from Tishrei to Adar. During the female half of the year, from Nisan to Elul, God takes the initiative, and our job is just to capitalize and respond to this initiative. The clearest indication of this is the festival of Pesach, in which we were pulled out of Egypt by God himself. Similarly, the springtime renewal of nature, which occurs in Nisan, practically forces us to undergo a similar renewal of inspiration, and all we have to do is respond to it and ride the waves of renewal. In contrast, the male half of the year begins in the fall as night becomes longer and the forces of evil represented by darkness gain more and more control. During this half of the year, we have to summon more of our own inner strength to progress in our divine self-redefinition. Hopefully, we have stored up this strength during the spring and summer months, just as we eat during the winter from the food that has grown and been harvested in the spring and summer. The clearest expression of this dynamic is the high holidays of the month of Tishrei, in which we work on ourselves intensely in order to establish a higher and more profound relationship with Hashem for the coming year. This process involves awakening our deep innate desire and will to relate to Hashem and accomplish His will, which, as we said, is synonymous with the skull. Cheshvan and Kislev are associated with the two ears of Zeranpin. Cheshvan possesses no festivals, that this reflects the male abstraction of Chokmah. The festival of Kislev is Hanukkah, in which the intellect of the Torah vanquished the Greek and pagan philosophy. Tevet and Shvat are associated with the two eyes of Zeranpin. Ador is associated with the nose of Zeranpin. I should have said Adar, not Ador. Here, too, the mouse places in this array is concealed. The fact that the mouth is hidden is the mystical reason behind the mitzvah of sanctifying the new month, in which the judges of the rabbinical court are required to verbally sanctify the month. Astronomically, a lunar month is a fraction of a day longer than 29 days. Since calendar months can only be composed of full days, a calendar month can be either 29 or 30 days long, depending on when the new moon is sighted. When witnesses testified before the central court in Jerusalem that they had seen the new moon, the court declared that day the first day of the new month. This is called sanctifying the month, for once the first month of the day of the month is determined, the day on which any holidays that fall in that month are also determined. By using their mouths to verbally articulate the sanctification of the new month, the judges mystically complete the array of associations between the face, the organs of Malchut, and the months. I am adding, in modern times, the verbal announcement is the three-step process performed in the Orthodox and some conservative synagogues. Now, since the mouth is missing from the male array, the only month that may be intercalated is Adar. And I am adding, it would seem that the Agri agrees with the teachings of Chassidut with respect to the gender of the months. Yet the earlier Kabbalists teach differently. Ultimately, each student of Kabbalah will need to decide which path they choose to follow. As we said, in order to keep the holiday of Pesach in the spring, after the vernal equinox, it was sometimes necessary to add a 13th lunar month to the year. The only month Jewish law allows to be doubled in order to do this is Adar. The mystical reason for this is that the array of face on organs, the order is skull, ears, eyes, nose, mouth. Since the mouth follows the nose, which is associated with the month of Adar, the only place the mouth can be used to insert another month into the array is after the first Adar. This was the mistake of King Hezekiah, of blessed memory, who intercalated a second Nisan in the month of Nisan. His mistake was that we must only intercalate a second Adar, for it takes the place of the mouth of the male and thus forms part of the preceding year, completing it with the mouth. Nisan, in contrast, is part of the next year. In the beginning of his reign as King Hezekiah restored the service of God to its full force after his wicked father, King Ahaz, had suspended it, Hezekiah then sent word to all of Israel and Judah to perform the Pesach sacrifice to the Lord, the God of Israel, for the king and his officers decided to perform the Pesach sacrifice in the second month, for they could not perform it in time in the month of Nisan, for not enough priests had sanctified themselves yet, and the people had not been gathered to Jerusalem by then. In order to give the repenting populace time to purify themselves, before offering the Pesach sacrifice, King Hezekiah decided to add an extra month to the calendar. According to one opinion in the Talmud, he made this decision in the month of Nisan and added a second Nisan so that the festival of Pesach could be postponed. According to other opinions, he did intercalate a second Adar, but he did this on the 30th day of Adar, which is forbidden by the sages. Since the 30th day of Adar can potentially be proclaimed the first day of Nisan, if witnesses testify that they saw the new moon on that day, the sages declared that this potential sanctity disqualifies it from being declared the first day of the intercalated Adar. In other words, we may not declare the month that would have otherwise been Nisan to be a second Adar on the very day that this month could have become Nisan had we not decided to intercalate. When King Hezekiah did this, he was interfering with the proper order of the months. Regarding the order of the months, we have already explained in our exposition of the prayers of Rosh Hashanah that the months from Tishrei to Adar are associated with the six extremities of the male parsuf, Zeranpin. In this context, Adar is associated with the nose of the male and Nisan with the mouth of the male, which when the skull of the female, which becomes the skull of the female. This is because the breath issues from the mouth of the male in order to become the skull of the female. The month of Nisan thus plays both roles of male mouth and female skull. The words of the male inspire the female, transforming into her will. Through the breath of the judges, the skull of the Nukva is formed. Thus, Nisan is used both by him and by her. This is why we intercalate the month of Adar and none other, so that the intercalated month may assume the association of the mouth of the male. For the same reason, the court must sanctify the month verbally and proclaim sanctified as it is written. These are the festivals of God that you shall proclaim in their proper times. For through the breath of the judges, the skull of Nukva is formed. The judges here act as the mouth of Zeranpin, sanctifying time, the Nukva inspiring the collective source of the souls of the Jewish people to bring divinity into reality through sanctified islands of time, the festivals, each of which grants us a unique and essential aspect of divine consciousness, which we then transfer into our daily lives. The text now proceeds with a sentence that Rabbi Chaim Vitalik argues is incorrect from a philosophical or a semantic perspective. There are also 6 months from Nisan to Tishrei, in which scheme Elul is the female nose and Tishrei her mouth and his skull. If this is true, then the same process works in reverse. But it appears to me, Chaim Vital, that the mouth can only be associated with Nisan and not with Tishrei. When his mouth becomes her skull, but Tishrei is only his skull and not her mouth. For his skull cannot be formed from her mouth. And the proof of this is that if it were so, we would intercalate Elul just like Adar. Since we don't, it means that there can be no second Elul to assume the association of the mouth of the female. The mouth of the female, therefore, in this paradigm, remains hidden and does not become the skull of the male. What this essentially is saying is that there is a difference between the male and female archetypes, and that they are not simply inverses of each other. True, the female can inspire the male, but then she is manifesting her male aspect. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, being Tuesday, we will have two classes, one at 4:30 West Coast time, which is a deep Zohar, on Lech Lecha, section 17. And the other is the teachings of the month I bid you all Kodesh Tov and Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.